Hello, guys. Welcome to episode 48 of Steak and Eggs. I'm Emmy. I'm with my dear friends, Techie and Asmin, and we're all chilling here again. This week, some cool stuff happened. I started my new show. An MMA event happened, Miz's thing at Iron Forge Gym. We all watched that. What'd you guys think?
It was cool. She was insane.
Yeah,
like, really good.
Yeah, we were talking about this a bit before we went live. In person, you'd have no idea there was any production stuff going wrong.
But there was a situation that happened with the audio. A number of them.
Yeah, I heard the audio.
Yeah, I'm
guy
not aware.
Like,
I thought it was just chat being like a bitch.
A stroke. Well, that's kind of what I thought too, because I was like, I was looking at the chat and I was like, well, chat like always complains during IRL or during events, but I guess it apparently was that bad.
To be fair, it wasn't that bad. Mm. It was just bad. On a scale of like, you know, because I've seen some really, like, because I think of like, what is the worst IRL event you can do? Our 1 year anniversary, right? That was the worst one.
Wait, what was wrong with that one?
It was like flashing. Like the camera would go and it would turn black like every few seconds.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
And it was like giving people like fucking seizures and shit. It was awful. And so, yeah, that was the worst one. And so compared to that, I'd say the MMA thing went pretty well. But it was great watching people beat the shit out of each other. It really was.
It was like an ADD TikTok Zoomer pacing as well.
It was really fast.
Everybody got knocked out. There was only one match that went to draw, which is submission.
Yeah, I didn't realize that in MMA, people like the faster knockout matches and the drawn out ones. They think that they're kind of boring.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have guessed that.
I mean, dude, like when a match starts, also the cosplay, like the peach.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, before the stream, I put the cosplay on the ring girls.
Yeah.
Yeah, Linity was Kitana. Peach Stars was Cammy. And then Stacia was Sonya Blade.
Yeah.
So all fighting characters.
It was dope, dude. It was such a good event. But yeah, watching Baldi go in, knock that bitch out in one round. The One Punch Man, did you see that shit?
Yeah. Yes, I do remember that. That was fucking amazing.
Yep.
I love that. And yeah, that was really good. A lot of the matches were really good. And like, I was kind of surprised at how fast some of them were over. But it's like, also, I can imagine like wrestling down there. I bet you would be fucking tired in 30 seconds.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, you'd just be exhausted.
I think
the average
street fight lasts like 90 seconds.
I'm amazed it's more, not 9 seconds.
Yeah, I was about to say, that's actually pretty long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a minute and a half.
Yeah. No, I mean, it was really good. I will say that was my first UFC event I've ever watched in real life. That was very hard for me to watch after like the first one or two. Because like when you know the guy's fucked, you know he's out. Well, and the ref doesn't call it yet. It makes me so uncomfortable.
I don't think that happened. Did that happen? I didn't see it.
There was one round.
Was it?
It was just one.
What was his name?
I have no idea any of the names.
He had a cool name, but I think it was like one of the final ones, right?
Yes.
And he was like completely on the ground. He's like, oh, we're going to see if he can get back up. And he was just there like. And I was like, well, maybe he just wants to give him a chance. Yeah. I don't know.
But then there was one where it's like, okay, like the guy, no, I'm not even kidding you. It was when the homeless guy fought the dude who looked.
The homeless guy?
Yeah, there was the homeless dude. Beard. Huge beard. Huge long hair. It looked like iDubbbz.
I don't remember that
iDubbbz?
I came in halfway
iDubbbz
through.
iDubbbz has a homeless man beard?
He kind of does now. Yeah.
To be fair, he kind of does.
Yeah. He looked like jacked iDubbbz.
Yeah.
Anyways, he knees this guy in the fucking stomach. The dude literally went like full fatality mode waiting for him to execute his finisher. The dude runs up and knees him again in the stomach and the ref immediately calls it halfway as he's falling to the floor. That shit was insane, bro. Super good. I hope they keep doing that shit. Also, I'm wondering how much Fandy gave Miz to sponsor the event to get that known. Like, they sponsored this event. Like, how much money? I offered $10,000. Canute said, not enough. Maybe we can give you a small shout out. I'm like, I don't know, man.
Yeah, I don't know if they said how much. I think I know how much. It was a lot.
I think I've heard about that too.
Yeah.
How much?
I think it was like $30,000.
That's it?
Yeah, that was my understanding.
Yeah, I heard 25.
Something like that, yeah.
Leave a comment if that's it to $30,000 made you angry.
Well, it's an advertisement, right?
Dreamer
I mean, so
moment.
You're paying for advertising. It's pretty simple, really. But yeah, I don't know really what it was, but I was amazed. I really was. I thought the event went really well. I mean, collectively between like, you know, his stream and like all the other people streaming it, like myself, collectively everybody had like over 100,000 viewers.
Oh, yeah.
For like the first event, that's going to be crazy.
Yep.
And I'll probably go to the second one. That's the thing. I might actually go to
it. It was way better. Yeah? Way better live. It was actually... I'll remember that night forever. It was like that dope.
The energy was really good in person. Good.
Between every single set, I was getting so hyped from the fights. Mm-hmm. I would get my homie of like 5-6 people to go down to the weight side and just like start that. This one. Yeah, right here. So look at that. Tell me that's not iDubbbz. There he is. There's the finisher moment.
That is not iDubbbz.
Dead immediately. What a fight.
It was crazy too, because I heard that the tickets were completely sold out and they were like $100 to $400.
Damn. Jesus.
For the sitting and table tickets.
Yeah.
There were people standing, I think, for free or cheap. I'm not sure.
Yeah. But. No, it was dope. And I was getting hyped between each match. So me and my homies would go lift mid-set every time. The security guards. I talked to all the MMA guys too. Super nice, super humble. I did not feel like they were going to kill me at any point, which I was very shocked by.
Nice.
It makes me want to get in the ring and just get clobbered. Just get
I've been learning MMA.
The brain damage, I'd be willing to do that too.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, it's really just the brain damage problem.
That would be a really fun special. You take one MMA fighter and then every dude from OTK, whoever can last in the ring the longest without saying uncle, that would be so funny. Damn, that would be such a fucking crazy dream.
Who would you guys pick to fight? That's another content creator.
Oh, if I were to fight someone in MMA?
Yeah, one person.
I think that everybody knows what the answer is for me.
Who? Goblin?
Is it XQC?
Obviously.
Oh, XQC would be insane.
Obviously.
But why?
Because we're pretty much the same person. So it would be the most even match that you could have.
Yeah.
You think you and XQC are similar?
Absolutely.
I think you're similar in a lot of ways. Yeah.
That's insane. I don't see a single one. Am I nuts?
They both shut in at their computer all day, skinny, tall.
Oh, like lifestyle-wise? D-gen.
Well, the way that we look, yeah.
Okay, lifestyle-wise and body types. I was thinking, think of personality-wise. I think you are very different.
Well, everybody's different. But I'm just saying, I think that would probably just be it.
That being said.
But yeah, I think that would probably be it. But no, there's no way I would fucking do that.
How old is X?
He's like 29, 30, I think.
Yeah. He's like a little bit younger.
He's 29, yeah. Maybe 28, actually.
No, you would win.
I don't think he's 28.
Yeah, no, you would win.
I don't know.
You know, you're a lot more athletically gifted.
Based on what?
The swords.
I don't have to move the sword around, play. Though. I'm very good at that. But yeah. I can't bring a sword. Can you bring a sword into MMA? I've never seen somebody do that.
But what physical practice does X have, right?
He's good at FPS, right? Headshot.
His accuracy for his punches will be insane.
He'll punch the exact spot to just fucking knock him out. Yeah.
If I were to fight someone, I know on principle, any gotcha streamer, I would love to fight any of them.
Well, they're probably all really skinny, small Asian guys, right?
Yeah. Most of them. She said it, not me.
Most of them, not all of them.
And then for a more fair fight, I don't even know.
A fair fight for Tech?
Oh, Zoil. I'd fight Zoil.
Oh, yeah?
That wouldn't be fair.
It'd be fair. He's huge.
He's taller and heavier, right?
How the fuck would I do any damage to that guy with all this blubber?
Then that's not fair.
But I would outspeed him. I would aim for his legs.
You would run around him.
Yeah, and I would chop him down like a tree. Yeah, okay. I'd get him eventually.
I'd probably fight. All my answers are just silly because I can't fight seriously anyway. I'd probably fight like Lily
Pichu. Too. Yep.
I used to say Valkyrie, but I've seen, dude. She actually is like. She has tone.
Now you're intimidated now?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Dude, she's a fucking model for Gymshark.
Okay, yeah. You probably shouldn't do that then. Yeah, never mind.
It was insane. I wasn't quite sure the difference, not that this matters, the difference in strength between me and you. I was not aware of that at all.
When we
did curls on that machine during your gym stream.
Oh yeah, he was like casual 110. I was like doing like 20. I was like, Julia, it's too heavy.
Emmy was curling 30 pounds on this weight machine.
That's a good amount,
right? And so then I went on it, and I went up to like 70. I was like, okay. And then it was too light. Then I went to 110, still too light.
Wow, do you feel proud flexing on the 5'3", 100 pound Asian woman?
No, I don't. But
clearly,
it was sick though. I'm not gonna lie, man. It made me feel like I was a fucking freak. Anyways, I curled 270 on this machine.
We'll curl against Zoil and then talk about it.
I would. When he comes down here, and I'm sure he'll come down here soon. I am curious because I can only curl like maybe 40, 45 pounds. So I don't know how the fuck I was curling 270 on this machine. That shit made me feel insane. Also, Julia. That's her name, right? Julia?
Yeah, she's my trainer.
Yeah, amazing trainer.
Yeah, she's super cool.
Good. And also, Canute and Wake. I do not like those two.
Yeah, at all. You want to fight them? Is that it?
Nope. But I want them to stop making me do leg day, because the problem is they do these streams where they lift together and nobody wants to do the same workouts they do. So Canute calls him and says, Tectone, we need someone. No one wants to do it. And they make me train legs with them every fucking time. And it's miserable. Fucking miserable. I feel like a weak, pathetic man. I can't stand out. When I go to piss in the toilet, my legs are hobbling.
You have to go sit down and piss.
So yep. What is he making you do that's so bad? Because one of the recent times I was at the gym, I was like doing like ab curls or whatever, and Miz came over. He was like, bro, what they're doing over there is fucking stupid. Yep. And they were talking about you guys doing the like squats. So what were you doing that was so bad?
So first of all, the thing when I work with Wake and Canute is there's this thing that Wake talks about called muscle atrophy. I think that's the word, correct me if I'm wrong, where it's like your muscles cannot move anymore. You don't get to stop until your muscles cannot move, right? So they do two warm-up sets and then they make you go to atrophy. Okay, mm-hmm. I've blacked out twice already just by working out.
That's bad.
And then however much.
Someone at the gym was telling me this story about a trainer in Austin that a bunch of other trainers don't like because they trained someone so hard that they fucking died.
What?
Like they were training some woman for like, I don't know, like bodybuilding shows or something. And she trained so hard that she like passed out on like a treadmill and just fucking died.
That's insane. That is so fucking cool though. What a way to die. That's how I want to die.
It's on a treadmill? I feel like it'd be way better if you like, I mean, it would have to be in like some kind of like really strong lift or something like that. Yeah. You don't want to die on a treadmill. I mean, come on.
But like knowing
dude,
that.
Like, you just like pass it, your body like crumples.
And, yeah, it's like with the conveyor so belt of the thing just moving you
yeah,
off.
Yeah, well, these trainers are saying like, I don't know how this person still has their license because someone that they were training literally died.
Well, you can't win them all, right?
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, on their tombstone, bro went too hard. Yeah. Like, that is so sick.
All died from going too hard. Yeah. Like, few people can say that.
Joke aside, I actually love I love training with Canute and Wake. Not during it, but after. Because, yeah. Like, I know that, like, I'm getting stronger.
Yeah, I'm sure the results are really good.
They're insane. There's nobody else, like, working out with Wake and Canute. But they do these things called, like Nordic hack squats, where they make you squat at an angle. That way you can go deeper and you lean against the bar while you do them.
That can't be good for your knees.
I don't know. No. Yeah, I don't know. But I was doing as much as I fucking can. And I fucking blacked out once, woke up. And then when you know how many you did the first set, you cannot stop until you match the set again on the next set. So you have to go back to this godforsaken place that you went to the first time. Mm-hmm. And then after you've completely blown out your quads from doing these squats, they make you do quads again. So then they make you do weighted lunges on the exact same machine. And then once you've blown out your quads, they make you do your quads again.
Maybe we'll have somebody else die.
Are you gonna do this shit?
I don't think so.
He's gonna work out with Demetrius Johnson.
I mean, I would be down for that. That'd be fine.
And the other worst thing is that I don't. Okay, so I have this debuff where people don't feel bad for me when I push myself to the limit. So for Canute's chat, I literally have to go tell him about a fucking puke.
Right.
Right. Did Emily get a positive or negative from her crying? I can't remember. Were people calling her a bitch or were people like, oh my God, so sorry, queen?
It was like half and half.
I'd say probably mixed. But I mean, the people being negative were probably just like LSF people that complain about anything. Yeah. Anyway.
I can't believe that she would be on the camera and do this.
Yeah. But I get why people like watching me push myself that much. Because I get the same feeling when I go to the gym with my homies. I work out with a bunch of people from Jimmy's house. Like, there's this dude called VC, real small little guy. Oh, he's going to hate that if he hears this episode. I really hope he doesn't hear that because he hates being called a little guy. He's like 5'2".
Oh.
Yeah, a little short guy. Sweetest guy on earth, though. And his dedication is insane. Yeah. So, like, I always take him to his limit in the gym as well. And like, it is like such a cool feeling. It's like a dad watching like your son hit his first home run. Mm-hmm. Like, it's so cool watching your homies get stronger. I cannot wait for Camp Canute. The ideas I have for Camp Canute is insane.
Really?
I'll spoil them. I'm going to do a you lift, you lose. Right?
What?
You lift, you lose. So
Shouldn't it be the other way around? Shouldn't it be you don't lift, you lose?
Yes, but that doesn't say YDL.
That's actually a really good point. Yeah. So you just call it one thing and it's actually the opposite.
100%.
Yeah.
To where we go into Iron Forge Gym. We have a projector. We play memes. If you laugh at the meme, you lose unless you lift the weight up. And each time the weight has been lifted, the weight is going to go up until you're eliminated.
That sounds like a Mario Party game.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So like one, for people who have really good mental and can fight laughing, they won't have to lift as much. But the people who have weaker mental who will laugh are stronger. Yeah. So they'll be able to lift more.
So you're saying like the dumb people are strong and the weak people are smart.
Yep, that's right.
Okay. Yeah, I get that.
Yeah,
that
would you agree?
Oh, I don't know. It depends.
Okay. Yeah, I think it'd be a lot of fun. And then also I want to do Battle Royale type content where I get like 10 streamers and we go hiking. And the last person who goes the furthest in their hike wins like $10,000.
Well, can't you just keep walking? I mean, couldn't you just keep walking? I mean, who couldn't do that?
Do it. Do it then.
He would want to go home after like an hour.
And hiking though, not walking, like in the mountains.
Yeah. Have you been hiking before?
Yeah, of course. You just walk.
This motherfucker does not. I don't know, man.
Yeah. Oh, and also, after each interval, if people aren't dropping out, we're gonna be carrying a rucksack. So we're gonna ruck march.
Okay.
And we're gonna add weight to the backpack.
That's so annoying.
Yeah, it is. And then we'll have mini games along the way to where people complete the mini games. They'll be able to take out weight from their backpack to continue. But the mini games will exhaust you physically. Like there's a cat stuck in a tree. We'll climb up the tree, get the cat out. You take 30 pounds out of your backpack.
I don't know if people are going to be able to climb up a tree, man. Like, that shit's hard to do.
Well, yeah, but we'll have some very athletic people. Like one of the guys who's going to come is a retired Marine.
All right. So maybe he could do it. Yeah, it'd be all right. Get that cat.
But are you guys looking forward to Camp Canute?
I'll have to come up with an excuse of why I can't do it this time. Yeah, I don't know what it's going to be. I mean, it's going to be like something like, I don't know, like maybe my back or I've been having like a headache or something like that. There's going to have to be some reason it's not going
to
happen.
Yeah, weren't you supposed to do it this year?
No, I never said that. I never, ever, ever said that.
Okay.
I never even implied that.
But if there was a clip that said that you said that,
well, then I would probably be saying it was out of context.
Okay. Yeah, it's AI as
well. Yeah, this was fake.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Every day, millions of people tune into streamers from all across the world. These streamers fight tooth and nail for attention, fame, and fortune. However, only a select few have the spark, charisma, and talent to rise to the top. This is OTK's Top Streamer, a show where aspiring streamers will have the chance to step into the spotlight. They'll face grueling elimination challenges, push their creative boundaries, and battle for the ultimate cash prize and the title of OTK's Top Streamer. Do you have what it takes to defy the odds and rise above the noise? Who has what it takes? Who can defy the odds and rise above the competition?
Oh my God. Speaking of out of context, holy fuck, bro.
What?
I pissed off the last guy who I wanted to piss off recently.
Who's that?
Your editor.
Why?
Dude, I made a video where I had your back and I made a video about where I was like talking about how like I was joking. Uh-huh. People were giving him shit. So I was joking about like people being upset at your editor that you should fire him as a joke. But he took it seriously. Or I'm not understanding his banter. It's one of the two.
Yeah.
Either he was bantering back and I didn't get it, or I upset him.
I don't even know. I don't really talk to him a whole lot. They just kind of do whatever the fuck they want.
Dude.
I let my editor do that too.
Yeah, I'll make a video and then, or I'll see some on the stream and then my editor will make a video actively saying that I'm wrong. I'm a fucking idiot. And then upload it to my own channel.
Yeah. Dude, I'll be real with you. I feel like your editor is one of the greatest content creators on the whole platform, man. Like that shit is so funny. The way he uses the AI voice to give the delivery, the choice of that specific AI voice. I just wanted to go on record.
Do you just have one editor or do you have a team too?
I think this one is Daily Dose of Asmongold. I think that's the editor.
Daily Dose usually does the clips channel and then Cat Danny mainly does the main channel. Like that's generally how it is.
Dude, I just wanted to go on record saying I don't want no beef with them, man. I got nothing but respect for that guy. Yeah. I mean,
they farm, man. They do what they need to do.
They're so good. Like, listen, for all the people I've had issues with, I stand by them, right? The God's community, they're pussies, right? But, dude, I don't want beef with your editor.
Don't go to war with an editor.
Yeah, I don't want to, man.
Well, I mean, I remember they did a video even whenever I came over to your sandwich shop.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they uploaded that. How was that, by the way?
It was fun.
Really?
Well, kind of what I thought was going to happen. Yeah, so what it was is me and extra Emily, we found this sandwich shop owner who would let us, you know, work in his shop for a day and like basically run the store kind of. I mean, he was like telling us what to do. But so we invited a bunch of people and we were like, oh, probably no like real customers or viewers are going to really come, like maybe a couple. But it ended up being like all viewers and then like two streamers or three. I think three streamers came.
Fandies showed up, I think.
Yeah,
and
you
then
came.
I was there.
And then, oh gosh, I don't remember her name, but it was the woman. You've seen like the Extremely clip where it's like, you can't cook crack here, ma'am, or whatever.
No, that I
was,
never watched that.
That was actually a stream sniper and she came. Yeah.
Oh, great. So I guess three streamers. There you go.
Yeah.
I was going to go to that sandwich shop.
It was so far away.
It wasn't even that. I got a message saying there was like things that I got to be careful about doing. And so I just didn't want to risk it. So I was like, okay, I'm just not going to go because I don't want to like make you lose a sponsor.
I was not aware of that.
I was concerned about that too.
Yeah.
And then,
did they send you that message?
Yeah, I just ignored it. And like, there were a few times, like, because I remember, like, there were so many jokes I was about to make there. And I was like, oh, fuck, I can't.
Yeah, I don't want to fuck with your sponsor.
Wait, so it was probably like, don't curse, don't like.
Yes.
Reference certain things.
Yeah, I mean, like as soon as there were women making me sandwiches, I thought of a few jokes, and you know, well, I'm like, okay,
we literally made those jokes, but
yeah, but it's different whenever I do it, you know, it's a lot different.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, I mean, what's gonna be the next idea? What is the next plan?
It's not set in stone yet, but we had an idea. We wanted to go to a certain event and then maybe do like a ice cream truck, but it's like not completely fleshed out yet.
An ice cream truck?
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
So would you have to serve ice cream then?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
What?
That'd be fun.
Oh, jeez. I don't know. I mean, like it would just, like I hate working with food, okay? Like I'm going to be honest. I absolutely hate it. Like, if I had to sit there and wash dishes all day, I would much rather do that than work with the food. Even if washing the dishes is harder.
Why is it?
Because I don't like being around a lot of food and it smells bad. I don't like smells.
That's really weird.
Yeah, I don't like being able to smell. I don't have a very good sense of smell. So if I'm around food and I can actually smell it regularly, it makes me feel uneasy because I can't smell hardly anything. So if there's anything that I can smell, it's very upsetting.
This is interesting because one of my best friends in high school, she had a similar thing. The only smell that she could smell was like bleach and ammonia. And she used to be able to smell, but she like, well, she said some shit like she drank so much like Mountain Dew that she just like didn't have like a sense of like smell or taste. That's why I was going to bring it up. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Mm.
Wait, so what smells do you smell really strongly?
Dead animals.
Can you smell bleach and like piss?
Yeah. No, I can smell kind of some bleach, but that's about it.
Okay. What kind of food? Like cooking meat?
No, not really. I can't smell meat very well.
Interesting.
What does bleach smell like to you? Like if there's something else that smells like bleach, what would that be?
Kind of like ammonia or something like that, where it has like a very like dry smell to it, I guess.
What else does ammonia smell like to you?
I would say, I mean, I don't have like an apparatus of connections here.
This is a very specific question, but you don't get that?
No, not really.
Okay. All right.
No, I don't.
Wait, what are you leading?
No, I mean, guys say that ammonia and bleach smells like something else.
No, okay. Not really.
All right, never mind then.
I mean, well, I don't really smell very well, right? So I can't smell most, like it's 95%. I know, I could tell that.
Oh, okay.
I really have no idea. Like, yeah, I don't have any real sense of smell. I think it's great, actually. It's amazing that I don't have a sense of smell.
That means that you probably also don't have a sense of taste.
Yeah, your taste is like, it's largely affected by your sense of smell.
It
like
is.
Part of your sense of taste is just like 50% smell.
That's how I can eat the lemons and it doesn't bother me at all.
That's wild. It's like a superpower.
Like eating a lemon is like drinking water to me.
It's also kind of sad, man.
He's like desensitized to acid. It is the soda. Okay, like, do you ever have like a root beer and like it like burns the fuck out of your throat?
So I used to have a lot of problems with that whenever I first started streaming, and then it went away.
It's the corrosion.
Yeah. Yeah, all of that is totally gone.
The corrosion.
Yeah.
Oh, man. We'll get you fixed up.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. No, I'm actually, I don't want to fix it. I don't want to, if I could take something or have somebody, like, I could push a button to make my smell work, I would not push the button.
This is another story of someone that I knew in high school. So my first high school boyfriend only drank carbonated things. Like, he wouldn't drink water. If he drank lemonade, it was like carbonated lemonade.
Like the Fonz or something like that.
Yeah, and then when he was 16, he got a kidney stone because he only drank soda. Like,
have you ever gotten one? Kidney stone?
I don't even know what those are.
Dude, also, I've never got one either.
Isn't it like...
It's where you piss out rocks.
Like, it's like a hardened stone of piss or something.
I think it's like when you have minerals. Too much salt in your body, you have to piss it out through your wiener.
I have no idea. I mean, I know that nobody in my family has ever had anything like that ever happen.
I don't think it's like a familial...
I think that almost everything is genetic in some way or another because like... I never have any real issues with that stuff at all.
I mean, I think I've probably pissed out kidney stones before, but I've never had any sort of.
I thought that they were like so painful that you would know.
Oh no, I've had like a piss.
There's like a spectrum.
Wait, do women get kidney stones?
They do.
Oh,
I've never heard of a woman having a kidney stone.
It happens.
I had a kidney infection one time, and my fever was so high from having a kidney infection that I started hallucinating, and I thought that I was the Avatar.
Oh God!
And
when was this?
When was this? When I was like 15.
Oh fuck!
And
that would have been so much more fun if it was recent. It was all
no, I was in my bed hallucinating. I was like, "Oh my God, I need to like learn all the different types of bending. I only have a week." And then my brother was like playing in the hallway. And I remember being so pissed because I was like, "Oh my God, he's like making it impossible to focus on my Avatar training." And I was so fucking angry, and I was high out of my fucking mind because my fever was like giving me brain damage.
Did you try to waterbend?
I don't remember.
Dude, I feel like every kid has at some point tried to waterbend or firebend or airbend.
Or bloodbend.
Yeah, oh, bloodbending is so OP. What would y'all pick if you could choose one?
Airbending.
Why?
Because it's cool. I don't know. I just feel like it'd be fun to be able to like manipulate your body in that way like at any time. I mean, you could with like fire or earth, but air is just so like, oh no, it's clean. You're not going to make a mess.
I feel like that's OP as fuck. Because then like you go into someone's fight, you just remove the air from their face. What do they do?
I feel like that's some kind of like cursed.
Straight up, you just insta-kill them. Take the air out of their lungs and remove it. That's so... What would you pick?
I don't even know anything about Avatar.
Yeah, okay, so you have the ability to control earth, wind, fire, water. Yeah. Earth, wind, fire, water. Which one would you control?
Probably earth.
For what?
Because...
Don't say construction.
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, it would just be the most effective,
I
right?
I moved the dirt off my carpet.
Yeah, yeah. Well, my carpets aren't dirty. What do you mean?
Oh, whatever.
No, they're completely clean. And no, well, all right. So you think if you have water, water can get deleted by fire, right? And then fire and then...
What? No, isn't it the opposite?
It's the opposite.
No, yeah, no. If you put a lot of fire around water, it's going to evaporate the water.
Yeah, but if you put a bunch of water on fire, it's going to turn off the fire.
It depends. Right, exactly. So they cancel each other out. So you don't want to be either one of those because you can just easily lose, right?
Okay, sure.
So like air, like at a certain point, like you can't really lift up a large amount of dirt with just air.
Why not?
Because it's too much dirt. That's
why. Well, what if you're really good at airbending?
Then if somebody was equally as good at earthbending, then you wouldn't
be
able to do it.
But why do you want to move so much earth?
Because
what are you doing with all that dirt?
You could do whatever the fuck you want with it. Number
Make
one.
An Orgrimmar.
Like what?
Yeah, I don't know. You could build like a thing. You could build an underground city.
That's true. That'd you could cool. do that.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And also I was thinking in terms of like a strategic advantage against the other three. I wasn't even thinking about like, what am I going to use? What the fuck am I going
to
use?
No, you would never have to fight anybody else that could do it. You would be the only person on earth that had control of one of those elements.
Well, then I'd probably say air. Yeah.
So, to what?
Because you could fly around and shit, right? I mean,
let's be realistic. If you could fly, would you want to?
Well, like not all the time, yes. But just like maybe onto the roof or something.
I would sleep in midair.
Yeah, but you can fly with any of them.
Yeah?
Yes. Like,
how are you going to fly with fire? That sounds like a bad time.
Rocket ship! Rocket ships do that.
Yeah,
that's
the
rocket
show, they use like the fire hands and feet.
Yeah, like Iron Man does that shit too.
Wouldn't that burn your hand?
No, because you control
it. No, because you're a firebender.
Sounds like it's fake. That's a bunch of fake shit to me.
Yeah, that's right. Or if you're an earthbender, you could just make the ground rise up and move you forward like you're flying.
Well, that would be cool. Yeah.
That's what Toph does. Probably.
I never watched that show. I don't know a fucking thing about
it. Watch the live action.
Oh, such a, I've heard that it's not the best.
I'm shocked. My jaw hit the floor. I can't believe
that. Well, I had not like the highest expectations, but I was like, you know what? I bet that they could like turn out something good because of what they did with the One Piece one. But I mean, I also like, I wasn't that surprised that people didn't love it, but I was like, well, maybe.
Yeah, I feel like the big difference is that for One Piece, Oda oversaw it. I don't think anybody oversaw the Avatar one.
I thought some people that made the Avatar
left. Yeah, I thought I heard that they specifically didn't want their names attached to it.
Yeah, exactly. That's how bad they thought it was. I don't know.
Did they do that?
Maybe. I mean, like,
I thought I heard that from one of you guys. Maybe not.
If you heard it from me, it's probably a lie. Hold on, let me check.
Yeah. Okay. Fucking made that shit up. Yeah.
For fun. What? A little bit of fun. Way.
So what else has happened this week that you guys, like, yeah. What
Sekiro.
Sekiro, you've been playing Sekiro.
Yep. And
so you still haven't beaten it.
Okay, so first of all, I stopped playing it originally.
Because Genichiro is a bad boss. It's broken and it's not fair. Okay.
So first of all, I'd like to retract that statement.
Yeah.
Genichiro was a perfect fight.
Yeah, it was really good.
Really good. I was in a bad place mentally when I fought him last time. Now I'm in a much better place.
Okay.
And I enjoyed every second of it. I want to go on record saying this. I played for 6 hours and 27 minutes a year ago. Okay. What did they actually leave? Joined. They left to create differences.
So they joined when it was first announced in 2018, but 2 years later they left due to creative differences. Yep, so that means that they really did not like what they were doing, I guess.
It sucked. So they left. Okay. So I got past Genichiro. I've so far played for 11 hours and 17 minutes. I have just beaten Owl, which is the best fight I've ever done in any Souls games, rivaled only by Radahn and Radahn from Elden Ring and Ludwig from Bloodborne. I would say are my favorite fights.
Yeah.
I think Millennia, fuck that fight. That shit sucks.
It was bad.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
But now I'm on Owl 2, right? And I...
The red one.
The red one.
Yeah.
And man, man, oh man. That is a thrust for where I'm at. I want to make it very clear where I'm at. Okay. I have been told this. I just beat Owl. I talked to Emma. I got the bell. I went to go ring it. The moment I was able to unlock this fight, I did. Okay. Now, the problem is that my chat is telling me that if I don't beat it right now at where I'm at, then it's going to go away and I'm never going to be able to fight it. So I have to beat it right now.
I don't think that happens.
I don't think that happens either.
Yeah.
Yeah, but going back later to fight it means you're a pussy.
Yeah.
No, so okay. I don't think it means that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, nice.
I think it would be great to just go out and experience the game for what it is, because I feel like what's going to happen is, I feel like if I actually grind and I beat Owl 2 right now, it's going to make every other fight that comes after feel lackluster. And I'm worried about that. Because I've been told he's the hardest fight. Is that true or no?
It's not true. I think Ishin, who's the last boss, is the hardest fight.
I thought he was easier.
Than Owl?
Yeah.
It depends, right?
It probably is just like a state of mind thing.
Yeah.
I've been told that the Owl 2 fight is incredibly difficult. And then there's something else called a Great Dragon. Is that a hard one?
No, it's not.
Great Dragon. I haven't fought that one.
The Divine Dragon he's talking about. Where you jump up in the lightning.
Oh.
In the clouds.
Yeah.
And then what about the Great Demon?
Ooh,
the
that's
fire
a bad
one?
Time.
Ooh, yeah, that's bad a bad time.
Yeah,
that's a bad time.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not like incredibly hard. It's just a bad time.
Yeah, it's
like
a bad
very
time.
Annoying.
Yeah.
Okay.
That one took me quite a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, that took me a while.
So I want to explain why Owl is the best fight in all of Souls.
Okay.
For me. The moment that you have to go against your dad, that was rough.
Yeah.
Okay.
Saying, I killed my dad.
Straight up. Like,
piece of shit.
And first of all, finding out your dad's alive. And the first thing that you see after you meet him after 3 years of thinking he's dead is, well, now I have to kill you. Because you want to kill my ruler. I can't have that. First of all, you thrust attack him.
Yeah.
Instant Makiri counter. Because he invented it. The coolest thing. And I was like, how is he doing this every time? And I kept doing it. And then I was like, oh my God. He was the guy who invented it. So no shit, he Makiri counters everything. That was insane.
I never did a thrust. I didn't even know that could happen. Never did a thrust attack.
Have you ever thrust him? Because my chef's like,
I never did that attack.
So my chef's been trolling the fuck out of me?
Yeah.
And the same thing happened to me. They're like, try thrust attacking him.
Yep.
Then he fucking like,
you know, yeah, instantly. Then when you die, do you know what he says? When your first death goes down, he says, one. Because he knows that shadows die twice, which was so to me. And then he's just, in a fight versus his own son, he's the most underhanded piece of shit.
Oh, with the little thing?
Yeah. Yeah. Smoke bomb.
Tough love.
Poison. Yeah. Smoke cloud. Oh, God, dude. It was just perfect. And even more so, the song that plays during Owl, and the song versus Owl 2 just sucks. But the one versus Owl 1 is just, it's so perfect. I listen to that shit while I'm lifting. Yeah. It is so good, man. Just everything about that fight. I mean, I can't even think. Yeah, obviously besides Radahn, his story is also so insane, where he's like holding back the planets from collapsing. Him getting an STD from Millennia because he's got the rot. Oh, dude, it's so, and the how he's like, he loves his horse, so he manipulates gravity so he can ride him into battle because his weight would be too much otherwise. It's just so fucking cool, bro. Fuck, I love Souls games. That being said, I'm miserable right now.
Why?
Oh, just because of how chat gets.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Just don't read it.
I can't.
Really?
I like when my chat's being like kind of toxic during, because I feel like that's the whole fun of it is like, you know, you do your run, you watch other people's run and be like, lol, they're so bad. But like, you know that you do want them to beat it. Like you are rooting for them, but you're like, lol, bad. You suck. Like, I think that's fun.
That was not the case with my chat. And I remember with Dark Souls, people would actively have hate threads whenever I would kill a boss. They would be like, I can't believe this fucking idiot killed it. He doesn't even know how to play the game. And he just hit the attack and the boss literally missed three attacks in a row for no reason.
Wasn't that like how long, 5-6 years ago you played it?
Yep, that's right.
That level of like elitism and gatekeeping is crazy because like I know that like the Souls games are known for like their difficulty, but like they're not. Like I really feel like anyone could beat it as long as they put time into it. Like they're designed to be beaten. Like the creators want you to win. Lose.
So here's the crazy thing.
Yep.
I feel like you've probably heard from me more than anybody that I love your chat. Right.
I think
Asmongold chat is so nice.
I think they get a
horrible reputation. So I noticed something.
Yeah.
You went live earlier to stream No Rest for the Wicked.
I did.
Right? And that was when, right, I went to go play Sekiro.
Yeah.
So every other Sekiro stream where you weren't live, it's really bad. The one where you were live, everybody was so positive in my chat, man. They're like, nice try, man. Nice try. Nice try. Nice try. Hey, gay, get him again next time. Then I go live when you're offline. Bro, you're retarded. Kill yourself. You're so bad.
Do you not have like the spite gene? Because like for me, when I see like that one person chat that's like, well, you're a girl, so you shouldn't play. I'm like, well, now I'm going to beat it. Like,
wait, people say that? Not very often.
Okay. Not very often at all.
Okay.
Well, it used to be very common. I've talked about it before, like 8 years ago on Twitch. That was super common. Now I really don't see it that much. Yeah. Interestingly, usually also when he's offline. but I'm the
Lich King.
Yeah, when I see stuff like that, I don't get like upset or mad. I'm just like, well, I can do it though. So.
Oh, I am. No, I don't have that. I get in. Oh, man.
I just have like the spite gene or something. I don't know.
So I get called a narcissist a bit.
Yeah.
I don't think that I am one, okay? But I would say I have a lot of pride in myself.
Okay.
And if there's one thing that I can't stand, and it's so bad as a streamer, when I think that someone is just a dumb, fat, fucking piece of shit and they're telling me that I'm so bad and I think about what they look like when they're behind that fucking keyboard saying that shit,
that's why it's funny.
No, it's not funny to me, man. It makes me so fucking mad. Oh, and my chat, no, and I can't hide it. I cannot hide it. I went on a banning spree. Oh, fuck, bro. Oh, my God. The worst thing was, it wasn't one banning spree. I went on two banning sprees today. Because even in Honkai Star Rail, people were fucking with me today.
I guess I wasn't live.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like you have a lot more people interested in you playing Honkai Star Rail than you think.
You think so?
Oh, absolutely.
Why is that?
Well, because it's your gameplay's fun.
Oh, I mean, it's not really good. I don't think I've... Like, I remember I played auto in that game for so long that, like, it made me actually do a boss fight and I had forgot how to play.
Yeah. And plus, I still get a lot of Asmund's character better. Asmund's character better.
Oh, it probably is.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
And 1,000,000% is. I'm also at the point where, like, I can't build any of the fucking... I don't want to talk about Honkai Star right now, man. That game made me so fucking mad this morning. They finally released bad content for me. It fucking pissed me off so much. I actually couldn't beat something in the game for the first time ever in
really?
2 years.
Well, maybe I should go back and try it.
You'll crush it.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, because like...
I know why too.
The only reason why I cannot beat it is because I'm missing a character. Someone's going to beat it without it. I need a character to beat it because my account isn't good enough to do it without having a Clara, Topaz or a Himiko. I have none of them. So I took my...
You don't have a Himiko?
I have one now.
Oh, okay.
I got my 300 selector ticket and I got my fucking Himiko.
Himiko is my like lose 50-50 character every time. I haven't really played Honkai in a while though.
Yeah. But that shit made me so fucking angry. Because the game's been so well balanced. But I think now I have the follow-up character. Now I'll beat it. Surely I'll beat it now. It'll be fine. But it was frustrating as shit. I think you're doing a good service, man. I think you're holding back all the little roaches.
I hold back all of the evil and all of the bad things. And if I go offline, they're dispersed into the rest
you
of
know
the
what?
Website.
Like we always say, he needs to play these games. Mm. Like the top of my list, you need to play Doki Doki Literature Club.
Yes,
like,
you do.
I'm being
really
so
do.
Serious. Like,
it's
like
so
of all the games we've said, like Genshin, Undertale, like Doki Doki is like SS tier stream game. The rest are like A.
I guarantee you, if you were to put one of your, this game changed my life.
Oh yeah.
It would have over a million
views. Yeah, and also
views.
It's like the same as like when I played Dark Souls, like everyone's already played it so
people
they want
to
like
see. People know what to expect.
Yeah, yes. they know what's coming and they want to see your reaction and it's like a 6-hour game, right?
Yeah, it's
you,
short.
You could bang
so
it
I
out
could
in
do
one
it in
stream.
One day.
Yeah, okay. I will say I like the beginning, you're like, when does it start? But like once it starts, you're like, holy fuck, that was
Wait,
so
what
worth
the
it.
Fuck?
I,
okay.
I will be real, from I was never bored the whole time.
I don't really care for like a lot of the like Well, I don't want to spoil anything for him, but the beginning was a bit slow for me.
It is crazy though, because even if you think you know what's going to happen, you don't know what's going to happen. Because like even me, like I was disassociating because I was like, I knew about a couple things. I'm sure everybody knows at least a couple things. But
do you know anything about this game?
I know that it's an anime game with girls.
Yep.
That's about it.
So he doesn't know about...
Yeah.
I played it like a week after it came out and I already knew like one of the main spoilers.
No, I don't know shit about it.
And there's a girl in that game that I really like and there's stuff that you can do in that game that I didn't think that you could do. Which was wild.
Wait, which character?
Purple Hero Girl.
Of course.
Oh my
God. She's my favorite too.
Dude.
Okay.
Oh fuck, there's a scene that's... it's insane. Holy fuck, that game is nuts.
I'll have to try it out.
Play it.
I will. Maybe I'll try it out.
Well, okay.
I
actually
do feel like, yeah. No, it's sure. I mean, sure.
It's a very replayable game too because there's a lot of RNG in it.
Okay.
Let's think realistically. There's a lot of games coming out.
Well, I've been playing. I actually got a Steam Deck. I got this thing right here.
Yeah.
And I got this to play Grand Blue Fantasy Relink. So like an AFK farm. And like I before the show, I asked if either of y'all had played it. Tecton's like, yeah, I played it. And I'm like, for how long? He said 4 hours.
Because I got sponsored.
Yeah, 4 hours. Bro, I've been playing this shit like crazy. I have like almost 400 hours
okay,
on Steam.
Let me say why that's bullshit though. Because your whole chat came into my chat today and said, dude, Asmund's played Honkai Impact 3rd and you haven't. And I'm like, yeah, bitch, because he was sponsored.
Yeah.
I have not been sponsored.
I didn't get that sponsor either. And Miz got that sponsor.
Yeah,
I was like,
bullshit.
What the heck?
Bullshit, bro. Did you like it, by the way?
I have no fucking idea what happened in that game.
Cool.
I feel like I was watching Interstellar and Inception at the same time. And both of the plots you had to pay attention to simultaneously and understand what the fuck was going on.
To my understanding,
I have no clue.
You know Luocha?
Yeah.
Well, his other version, Otto, like killed everybody for a girl. And so like everybody's dead. And that's the game.
That's what happened?
And then I think the main character becomes like God or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that probably makes sense, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Like, I played it a little bit. It was okay. I'm not really sure if I would play it again or like get really that into
it. Yeah, fuck it. Don't do it.
I'm not sure. Maybe it's probably something also like with those story games. There's like one thing that I fucking hate about games is whenever I go to play a game and there's a 45 minute exposition story where I just like, and it's like, okay, you go through 20 minutes of fucking cinematic and dialogue and then it's 5 fucking minutes, maybe at the most of gameplay. Yeah. And it's 30 more minutes of talking. It's like, bitch, shut the fuck up. Like, I want to play.
I think it's good when the dialogue's good. Like, there are games, I don't know, have you ever had an experience where, like, the talking was so good you didn't give a fuck about the combat? Like, for me, like,
Cyberpunk 2077.
Yeah, or for me, like, Mass Effect.
Yeah.
Persona, like, sometimes.
Which one?
Persona sometimes.
Yeah, Persona for me all the times. Yeah, Persona, Mass Effect, Cyberpunk, Undertale.
Yeah.
Which you'll play.
Oh, Simply's been playing Undertale.
What's he think?
On stream. I think he likes it. I haven't gone to ask him, but I watched him play it a little bit. It was fun.
My buddy Pink played Undertale.
First you know, time? Recently?
Yeah. And you know the part where there's like the leaves and you have to walk through the leaves and not fall through the holes?
Mm-hmm.
Is she guys stuck in there for 2.5 hours?
Can't win them all.
What? She just quit. I'm not even kidding you. It's a real thing that happened.
Isn't it like the beginning?
Yep. It's right past where you move the rocks.
Well, shit. That's so sad though because it's such a good game.
Yeah, she rage quit over.
Well, if it was that good, then she would have known how to do it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, bro, I'm telling you, you have to play Doki Doki and Undertale. Oh, and like, people will come out like fucking rats because people love those games, but they haven't had any spotlight in a while.
Yep.
But oh my God, those games were like Coffin of Andy and Lele, these were like 10 times bigger than that.
The problem is like, whenever I play a new game, there's like, so somebody said on Twitter, they said, the new I Hope You Die is I Hope Asmongold Plays Your Favorite Game. Because people just absolutely get so upset. I remember whenever I started Granblue and a lot of the Granblue people on Twitter were like having meltdowns about this. They were really unhappy and mad. They were like, oh my God, he's going to ruin our game. He's actually going to fucking kill our game. Like, what happened?
Dude,
and so, yeah, I'm afraid to almost, but I will do it. And I will actually do it because they get mad.
I've been getting the same comments in the gacha community.
Really?
Yeah, I hope Tectone plays your gacha game.
Right?
Yep. I've been getting that shit since Arknights.
Like the Grim Reaper.
Yep. I don't get it, man.
What do they think's going to happen? Like your communities are going to like…
I don't know. Maybe somebody will actually say that the game…
So this is what happened with Helldivers 2. Is that I started playing the game and then there was a Reddit thread on Helldivers 2 subreddit about how… Does anybody notice how at the same time that Asmund made his video, the community got worse at the same time?
I saw that.
And then they were all like discussing it. They're like, yeah, I think he did this. And they're like, well, how would he do this? He didn't even play with anybody else. Well, you know how he is. And everybody else is like, yeah, we know him. He sucks.
What do you mean?
And that's all it was. So yeah, like I find it funny whenever I play a new game because that's always what'll happen. People get so upset about it.
How do you feel about it? You've got to think it's funny.
I do. I like watching them be miserable. Like if they didn't suffer, it wouldn't be as enjoyable.
God, these people are just, they're just so fucking stupid
though.
It's
funny to me. It really is.
It is, but it's just like, it's like really shocking trying to imagine what these people are like.
Well, this happened with Monster Hunter too. I remember whenever I started playing the game, everybody was like, oh my God. Monster Hunter's dead now. He's going to kill it.
But
it's over.
But what is their frame of reference? Like what other game community?
Well, basically I went into Final Fantasy 14 and they didn't like that. And then I was in WoW and everybody hated me in WoW. And then I started playing Tower of Fantasy. That game died.
So fast. Meteoric death.
And
that game just had like no content. Like they'd be like, here's this big amusement park. It's like, okay.
Yippee! Yay! I remember that.
And then
oh
there's
my God.
Like nothing to do in it.
God, that sponsor was so fucking bad. I know exactly what you're referring to. God, that shit was terrible.
I didn't mind it, but I was just like, oh wow, they made an amusement park. But then there was like no content inside of it. It was just like a VR chat map basically.
Yep. Dumb as fuck.
There was content. What do you mean?
Well, there was like the mini games, but it was like nothing like.
It wasn't good content.
It was not.
It was very like.
Yeah.
I don't know.
There was things you could do, but
it wasn't as good as the
do.
Gold Saucer in Final Fantasy. I'll tell you that.
What's the Gold Saucer?
It's like a place that has. It's like a casino.
Oh yeah, I know the Gold Saucer. Yeah. I've been there. Yes, it was sick.
I mean, I don't know. Like there was that game, and then so I killed that game, and then how many other games did I kill? Like I'd have to really sit down and think about it.
Okay, here's a great question.
Yeah.
Is there any game that you've actually tried to kill?
I've actually tried to kill a game.
Like, you wanted to ruin a games community. Have you ever done that?
Have I actively tried to ruin a games community?
Yes.
I would say that the classic WoW server that I was on was noticeably worse because of my existence.
Yep.
And it was the point where everybody on the server was either in my guild or never going to play with anybody in my guild. Yep. Because we had so many different Olympus guilds, and I told them that it was okay to ninja loot from anybody outside of the guild. So they would just steal things from people outside of the guild all the time, and then they would message me about it. And I would be like, wow, that's terrible. I'm going to kick them out of the guild right away, and I'd do nothing about it, right? And so, and I, you know, sometimes I'd even give them promotions and stuff. And so, yeah, I basically ruined that. That was a pretty big one right there. And then on my old server, I collapsed 3 raiding guilds by recruiting enough people out of the raiding guild. And then after my own guild collapsed due to internal toxicity that was primarily because of me, then the entire server died for Alliance because nobody else could raid because there were no guilds left.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a good time.
By the way, Emmy, your game show, Always On. Is it a game show? Or is it like a reality television?
It's like an elevated IRL show.
You said you're doing ice cream. Mm-hmm. Why don't you do plumbing?
You know what? That's actually not a terrible idea.
I know. I have lots of good ideas.
Yeah, because the idea is like, you know, me and Emily, we try new stuff together. But since AT&T's paying for it, we can like have more of a budget. Yeah, yep. Maybe we could be like plumbers or we could like fix someone's house or something.
You should be...
That's not a bad idea.
You should do plumbing. You should do construction work. And you should do maid service. Where you clean Asmund's house.
Oh, God. I don't know if AT&T is going to like that one.
You clean one room. You clean his bathroom. With toothbrushes.
You think you do, but you don't. You think that's funny. You think it's good. And I can guarantee you it is a lot worse than you would imagine.
When you walk through the bathroom... And yeah? The spores start to ignite.
Spores.
And you walk away with 18 diseases. You'll then realize the next episode mere mortal. Could be,
Didn't you have acne after being at the house for like 2 hours?
Oh, yeah. I got a couple breakouts. Yeah.
There it is.
Yeah. Normally, I only get pimples when I have like severe stress in a week. But yeah, I had like 3 pimples after leaving your house.
I just feel like you're going way too easy. Okay. You make sandwiches. You make ice cream. Okay.
But it's fun because we can meet people and
it is fun.
Serve them food.
But the thing is, I don't want you to have fun for those shows. Oh I want God. You to be fucking
miserable. I wouldn't mind some suffering, you know?
Okay, well, so here's the thing. I want you to mind the suffering. I really want you to just
the
go like
farm suffering.
I am not having fun, okay? To where it's like, doesn't matter how much publicity this gets, this was a horrible time. I think plumbing would be great. Because like, I want to see extra Emily and you cry. I think that'd be great. What do you think?
Yeah, we could find someone who like, you know, they have like a broken toilet. Their like fridge needs to be fixed. But then what happens if we can't do it?
You can't end the stream until you fix it.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Yep.
I think that's like, okay, let's just get a new refrigerator ordered.
We have to go to Home Depot or Best Buy and buy it and deliver them a new one. We have to carry it ourselves up the stairs.
Oh, my God. That would be really good.
What would be like one of the worst experiences ever?
The worst on-stream experiences?
Electrician would suck. No, but I want something like on a dastardly level. Hold on, and put you in the most uncomfortable situations ever.
Yeah, what's one that could be on stream? I mean, I would just say like any kind of public humiliation for me. But I mean, if we're like out in public, that's just like going to happen anyway.
What's like one of the most uncomfortable situations you ever think you could be in as a customer service employee?
As a customer service employee, I hate when someone is upset at you and is like, not like yelling at you, but like their tone is very angry. I just like instantly my eyes start watering. Yeah, so like if I were dealing with like genuinely upset customers, I probably would be very uncomfortable.
Oh no, like there's an Impractical Joker skit that I'm sure I could find something horrible. Impractical. You ever watch that shit?
No.
You're seeing Impractical Jokers?
I've probably heard of it. I've probably seen it. I just don't recognize the name.
It's these 4 best friends who compete to humiliate each other.
Yeah.
And they have like earpieces in, and anything these guys tell them to do on the earpiece, they have to do or they lose. And whoever loses gets like a horrible punishment where they cannot say no to.
Oh, fuck.
It is, dude, I've wanted to do that so bad for an IRL stream. It would be so sick. Customer service.
How about trying to build something like with wood or like build a doghouse or?
Oh, we could build like a playset or something.
Yeah, yeah. build a swing set, and then like you have to sit on the swings, and then if it collapses, that's the end of the stream.
I thought of it. Here we go. Here's what you have to do. Okay? You have to be an art instructor for parents and their children. Okay?
Okay.
But you have to tell all of the kids that their paintings are terrible. And you have to paint over their paintings with a massive red X. And you have to destroy
Dude,
these children.
That is fucked up.
Right. I like that a lot.
Wait, I actually brought my drawings today. You want to see?
Wait, what'd you do?
My drawings.
Oh, well, say.
So, did you see PewDiePie's 100 days drawing thing?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So I've been doing that, but I haven't been doing it as consistent. Like, he didn't skip any days. Well, he skipped like one day, but he wrote like, couldn't draw today. Yeah. I've been missing a lot of days, but I'm still like doing it, just not consecutively. Yeah, they're not the best, but I'm making my progress.
I think you're a very good artist. You drew my egg Thank the other you. Day, and I thought it was very good.
Or go back to page one.
Who is that?
Liam.
That's your brother?
No, that's not my brother. Oh. No, Liam.
This is your day. One. Wait, that's your days. What the f, bro? These are fucking awesome.
All right, I went to art high school, so I do have like a head
Dude,
start.
Dude, have you seen this shit?
Yeah, it looks good.
Wait, you saw this?
I just did.
Oh.
What the fuck? Who's this?
Just a cosplayer that I found on TikTok.
So that's you went Liam. To an art high school?
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
How does that work?
That's you, no?
No.
That's you cosplaying the Hazbin Hotel character, no?
Well, it's another cosplayer, but she like kind of copied my makeup for it.
Bro.
I drew her. Oh, wait, that's you. Go back. I drew you sitting
hey,
here.
Hey, what Let the fuck?
It's just a scribble.
Oh, yeah, perfect.
That's badass, dude.
Sorry, what'd you ask?
Nothing. This is just really good. Like really, really. I never knew you could draw like this. And it's not like digital. So it's like harder. Because you're using like permanent colors and you can't go back. And I see barely any erase marks at all.
Yeah, I've been trying not to erase too much.
Do you post this often on like social media?
I've been showing my stream like as progress goes. Oh, Jay's saying show the camera, bro.
Yeah, show the Ranny one.
Why don't you post your drawings daily on Twitter?
I don't want to.
Okay, that's fair. Dude, these are sick as fuck.
Oh, that's soda popping.
Soda pop?
Yeah.
Does he look miserable? No, he actually looks happy. That's rare. It's like a shiny version.
Your show camera? There it is.
Yeah, it's a little wonky. I'm not good at drawing, guys.
Am I crazy or is there like a bug inside the studio?
That's a cricket, yeah.
I think it's like defective or something because they're usually not supposed to pop off right now.
Yeah. I'll show the...
I wonder if you think they can hear that?
Maybe, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah,
look at that.
They can hear that?
It looks really good.
Day two. You want to see?
Oh my God. Yeah, I'll look through it.
I've only done 9 days so far.
Uh-huh.
Because I skipped a bunch. I started actually
Holy shit.
2.5 weeks ago.
Dude, keep me updated on that shit.
Oh my God.
That's awesome.
I'm going to try to get to 100 and see the difference.
Yeah.
That's insane. That kind of makes me want to draw as well. I used to
love
drawing.
Yeah, it's fun. Yeah, I got really inspired by PewDiePie's thing. Because he started as a complete beginner.
Yeah.
And his improvement was crazy.
Yeah.
I never really got into drawing in any way beyond stick figures.
We might hear the death of a bug.
Uh-huh.
They're currently hunting for the bug.
Yeah. Yeah, these are really nice. Oh Thanks. My God. And that's where you're at right now.
Mm. Yeah,
just
the
looking
those
at tech.
Aren't as good. Yeah.
What the fuck? There it is. Yeah, these are great.
Thanks.
I'm very impressed. Yeah, for me, I was always really, really dog shit at drawing. I never understood it.
The cricketing has stopped.
Uh-oh, well, he's fucking dead now.
He's
Rip Bozo.
Oh.
No, he didn't get it.
Phew.
Maybe he knew somebody was getting close.
Yep.
Yeah. I wanted to talk to you guys. This is the part where I start ranting about shit that I know y'all don't watch.
Yeah?
Professional wrestling.
Okay.
There's a wrestler called Sting. You guys
oh,
know
yeah,
him?
With the mask.
Yep.
Yeah, of course.
He retired last night.
Good for him.
I think it was 38 years of professional wrestling. I've been watching him since I was in second grade.
Yeah.
And his last match, I think, was the greatest send-off match of all time.
Really?
Yes. So just to paint you a picture. So it starts off with what I think is one of the best tag teams in the entire planet, if not the definitive best, called the Young Bucks.
Mm-hmm.
I've been following them since their time in Ring of Honor, wrestling with Kevin Steen when they were known as the Mount Rushmore of wrestling with Adam Cole. fucking insane. Insanely talented tag teams, very good opponents. And they're like giga bad guys. Sting goes into his entrance. His buddy comes up first, Darby Allin, a guy who he's raised because he reminds him of him. Darby Allin is a wrestler, which, yo, Jay, pull up a photo of this guy. Darby Allin has a half of his face painted as a skull.
Uh-huh.
And that represents his uncle, who died in a car crash next to him, and he died to save Darby's life. So he wrestles as if half of his body is already dead.
Uh-huh.
So he enters as his tag team partner, and it starts off where he enters and it plays a full career retrospective of everything Sting has done. And then his two sons enter as Sting's previous two gimmicks. And they're all standing side by side. So it's Darby Allin, Sting, and his two sons, and they all go into this wrestling ring together.
Yeah.
Okay. They beat the fuck out of the Young Bucks, throwing them through tables, you know, throwing them off ledges, all this shit. And then that's Darby Allin. Incredible talent. Really insane fucking talent. This guy, his goal, I'm not even kidding you. So his goal going into this match, and he said this, was during his retirement match, he was going to try to kill himself. In the match. Okay. Yo, Jay, can you pull up the glass spot? So the Young Bucks thwart off their sons and they start beating the fuck out of Sting. And then Darby has to put a stop to him. So Darby sets up six chairs and real glass. Jay, if you can show the clip of the real glass, a real glass.
Does he throw him through the glass?
Okay. So he sets up a 16-foot ladder.
Yeah.
Gets onto the top of it and goes, puts the Young Bucks on the glass panel. Darby Allin jumps off 16 feet. The Young Bucks get out of the way.
Yeah.
He lands on real glass.
How do you know it's real?
Jay, can you pull up the clip? If you see it, you would understand that it's real glass. Okay, and I really want, I don't want to spoil why you know that it's real glass.
Okay.
Oh God, I can guess.
Okay, let's why don't you check this out? So you let me know. Just wait. You'll start to understand why it was real glass in a second. Zoom up. Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah. Bro, there it is.
Dude, yeah. No.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, so he starts bleeding out. And there's also a bunch of glass lodged
into— that's not so bad.
Oh, it gets worse when you see the damage after.
No. Because, like, I punched through a car window one time, and a lot of the glass, like, cut my arm. Uh-huh. And it really wasn't that bad. This is a lot worse than that.
That's pretty fucking bad.
Yeah.
They're
not deep scars or deep cuts. Well, maybe a couple of them are.
Dude, some that's still like sticking out of him.
Yeah, there's.
Yeah,
some,
that's fine.
You do it.
Well, I'm not gonna do it. It would hurt like hell. I'm just saying, it's like, you know, maybe on his arm it might have pierced a vein. Other than that, it's just gonna hurt for a few days.
There was like, so there you go. So there was like a 3-inch shard lodged into his like kidney.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and he was bleeding out. Bad. He was bleeding out bad.
Yeah.
Right? So then it's the Young Bucks, and now it's a 2-on-1 because they already got rid of the Suns. They start fighting Sting. Okay. They take Sting and they throw him through a pane of glass.
Oh my God.
Okay. Then they take and they do this thing called the EVP trigger, which is where they grab both of his arms. They stand on each side, and then they knee him in the skull at the same time.
Uh-huh.
Kicks out. Okay? Nobody's ever kicked out of the EVP trigger. People started freaking the fuck out. So they say, okay, fuck it. We'll just do it again. Okay? In wrestling, there's a 3 count. Okay? 1, 2. If you don't kick out before 3, you lose the match.
Right.
Okay? So the Young Bucks do the trigger, and this guy kicks out at 1, which is like the thing that he's known for. And people freak the fuck out. Okay? They take him, they break him through some more tables, and they do the EVP trigger one more time, and just as about to end, Darby Allin crashes into him because he came back after 20 minutes of bleeding out on the fucking floor.
Jesus.
Okay, in wrestling, when you are on your retirement match, it's expected that you lose.
Right.
There's a line that this happens for Ric Flair. When Ric Flair went to go retire, who was also there? Ric Flair is one of Sting's best friends, and Ricky the Dragon Steamboat was also there for his retirement match because they're his best friends. They wanted to see his final match in person, and they also helped, right? Like, they were guarding Sting while he was getting beat up by the Young Bucks because they didn't want him to be hurt, but then the Young Bucks just beat up. And these guys are 70-year-old, by the way. So the Young Bucks are beating the fuck out of these old men.
The Young Bucks.
And the Young Bucks are also like 35, but regardless.
Right.
They're beating the fuck out of these fucking dudes. Oh, is he going to show more angles? Yeah. Anyways, God, it's bad. Also, from that height, what the fuck?
Why would you do that?
So he's legitimately trying to kill himself.
Well, he should have gone face first then.
He should have.
But why is he doing that?
Well, he was gonna try to beat up the Young Bucks because they were on the glass pan. You know, he's got to beat him. He was gonna coffin drop him. He's gonna kill him. Beat him like that. Make them go through it. But yeah, so in Ric Flair's retirement match, which happened like 20 years ago versus Shawn Michaels, Shawn Michaels says, "I love you. I'm sorry." Kicks him in the jaw, pins him, and that ends Ric Flair's career. People for years have been losing their final match.
Uh-huh.
So the Young Bucks get Darby Allin out again. And they say to Sting, "We don't love you. We hate you." Kick him in the fucking jaw. At two of them at the same time. One count, two count, and he kicks out again. And then Darby Allin comes back in. They beat the fuck out of him. Darby Allin coffin drops the Young Bucks. And then Sting hits his finisher, and he wins his final match.
Oh my God.
As the champions too, which is like almost never happened.
And this dude's like seven. How old is Sting?
68.
Bro?
That's crazy.
He's like 68.
God damn, that's badass.
I would say somewhere between 64 and 68. I would love to know that. 72? That's the wrong Sting. Look up Sting WWE. Pretty sure he's 64. Yeah. He is. Sting age?
1959, that means...
64. Oh, let's go. Mega brain.
64, still,
that's
so
crazy,
like,
yeah.
Old as fuck.
Still.
It's being regarded as the best going out match of all time.
Yeah?
It was just fucking amazing,
it's
bro.
Nuts, man. Holy fuck. Yeah. Like, watching that guy go through the glass, that shit was fucking funny.
I know, dude.
Jump through it.
I need to take you guys to a wrestling match. Like, in real life. I think you guys would fucking love it, man.
Really?
I'm a firm advocate of if you take someone to a good wrestling match, there's not really any way to not like it. It starts off the same every time, which is...
Yeah.
So, are they actually hitting each other or what? Like, does this shit hurt or what? It's like... And it's just fake, is it not? And then you just like watch them kick this shit out of each other. You see the passion because like WWE wrestlers' bodies, they're fucked up. Like they are fucked up.
I would bet, yeah.
They're going out there intentionally just getting their ass beat every single fucking night. So I have nothing but respect for these guys, but I think you guys would really like it. And I think if you guys were to train as professional wrestlers for a day.
What?
I think that'd be so fucking cool.
That's a bit of a stretch, you know?
Yeah, that's...
That's a lot.
Dude, I'll be real.
That's a big difference.
So I did training for a good while in professional wrestling with Austin Anarchy Pro Wrestling. The amount of people that you see come in, train for one day, and then never come back is insane.
It's like half, right?
Yes, because like I'm not gonna like it's like you get a new person in and you just beat the fuck out of them.
Yeah.
And then you say, this is it every day. And then it is every day. Like they get you up there, they chop you 20 fucking times. Your chest would just be bleeding red. They'll tell you to fall on the ground and fall on the ground and fall on the ground. And the crazy thing is, when I first started training, we didn't even have a ring to train in.
Yeah.
We trained in a fucking park, right? We just, in a fucking park, like on concrete and grass and dirt. So that shit sucked balls. And then 3 weeks after, we got a ring, which was really nice. But the shit that professional wrestlers do, the things that they put their body through, it's just so cool.
I always assume that like the storylines are a little bit like kind of dramatized.
Of course.
I mean, you jump off of a fucking ladder like that and that shit's going to hurt no matter what.
Absolutely.
It doesn't matter. Like, even if that was fake glass, like you've got to land in the right way. I mean, like you would be fucked up. Like I'll be honest. Like I don't think I could do that.
Same.
Yeah. Yeah. There's no way.
Especially when they, and fuck bro, the fun fact is there's another wrestler called Jack Perry who wanted to do a spot called, he wanted to do a spot with real glass because people don't do that shit besides like Backyard Hicks. But one of my favorite wrestlers, CM Punk, called this guy like a total fucking idiot, like fucking retard. Why the fuck would you ever do that shit?
Yeah.
And then CM Punk left the company, went to WWE. So Darby Allin also did the real glass spot just to spite what CM Punk said to the company.
Right.
Oh my God. I just can't. That's just gotta hurt.
Well, maybe you can do that for your show. You can be a professional wrestler.
Yeah, we can do professional wrestling for a day. I'll dive into a glass table. I just fucking bounce off of it.
Yeah.
I think you guys would like wrestling a lot. I had like 20 people over last night, all watching the show. Who was there? Morg Pie. She was there. And then, Jimmy here too, and a whole bunch of that. I'm not sure if you guys know or not, but it's just a good time, man.
That's chill.
I mean, as long as I'm not the one doing it, going through the fucking glass. Yeah. Otherwise, it'd be
okay.
Watch
other people do it.
Yeah. Watching other people do it is good.
Yeah.
We used to do backyard wrestling all the time whenever I was younger, right?
So good.
Like, I did the same thing.
You did? Okay, yeah. There you go. So you did that as a girl?
Yeah.
Okay, what happened?
So me and it was like two boys that live in the neighborhood, we would just go on the trampoline and we would play Super Smash Brothers and we would just beat the shit out of each other.
Yeah.
So
I told you guys about that. That's how I have like a scar on my arm from when he threw his chihuahua at me as like a special move. You can't really see it anymore, but
he threw
it's
his
there.
Fucking chihuahua?
Yeah, it was fucked up.
Oh, I can see it. Yeah, it's easy to see.
Fuck. Well, what is your definition of backyard wrestling?
Well, we had this one game that we would play that we would throw 2x4s at each other. And that was a pretty fun game. We had that one. And then we would also whip each other for 10 minutes and then take turns. Well, we would play like 3 songs in like on our stereo and then beat the shit out of each other. I still have scars on my back from it. From like, also I would like dig the skin off of my back.
You do that a lot.
Wait,
I do.
Why?
I do. I use a lot of reasons, but there's like a lot of like red marks and like scratches all over my back because of it.
Fuck.
And it was really fun. And we did that for a long time. And then we would also like just throw each other around in my bedroom. And then my mom even bought a second mattress or one at Goodwill. And she put it against the wall. So she basically made us a padded room. And so we would just throw each other against the wall. And there's so like even fun. Holes in the wall from it and shit too. Like what we went absolutely fucking ape shit.
That's insane.
Yeah, and she would just let us do it too.
I don't know if kids do that shit anymore. Because even at school, like on the playground, there'd be we had this big sand pit.
Yeah.
And it'd be like 10 kids would go there. And then we usually would just like wrestle, beat the shit of each other.
Yeah.
Then eventually they made us stop because we started throwing rocks at each other. But I feel like now, like, they would never let kids do that.
I bet they do the same exact thing now. Like, because I remember did you guys ever have monkey bars where you would climb on them?
Yeah.
We used to get on the monkey bars, one person facing each other.
I heard they don't let you do that anymore. Like, hang with, like, your legs from the monkey bar. Because if you fall, you could paralyze yourself.
Well, no, we'd hang with our arms. And then we'd raise our legs up and try to push the other person off.
Oh,
and
chicken?
So I would kick them in the face, bro. Like, I would love that. That was my favorite fucking game.
Oh, that's so fun.
It was so good. I always wonder, like, because, you know, my nose is a little bit, like, kind of inward. Because I did get kicked in the face a lot. I wonder
what… probably did do something.
Yeah, probably fucked me up a little bit.
Oh, yeah, something that I've been following that I've seen that you've been, like, talking about is that girl who did
blindfold. Okay, so what do you know about
okay,
that?
Okay, so I watched the, like, original run, like, the first one that she did. And people were like, this is fake. She can, like, see through it or whatever.
Yeah.
And then I watched the most recent one where she, like, had a secret third monitor.
Yeah.
So why is she… So it's like confirmed fake, right? Of course.
It's like a 99.9% situation. Have you seen this, Tecton?
What were we talking about?
So basically there's this girl in Monster Hunter who faked the run of killing all Atreon, who's like the second or one of the hardest bosses in the game. And she killed it in like 14 minutes too, which is a really, really fast kill. And so she went and she does the video, it gets disproven, and then she does a second video and it doesn't get disproven, and then Carl Jobst make a video and he says, this shit was fake, and he says, I see everything. And he says, on the 29th of February, I am releasing a video and it will be Judgment Day. And he releases this fucking video and it completely exposed it. Did you see the interview that I did with the moderators?
No, what moderators? So, mods?
Yes. And so
wait, like
anyway,
her Twitch chat mods?
Of course. And so so as soon as I finished the video, one of the guys that was in the chat, he was watching it and like he was like, no, I know that she didn't lie. And I said, okay, do you want to come into Discord and talk about it? And so he's like, yeah, of course. I say, thank fucking God. Now I have content. And so he decides to come into Discord and he's explaining it to me. And he still is resolute on the fact that it was not fake and that she did do it blindfolded. There was nothing wrong about it. And that she's willing to do it under, you know, other types of controls as well. And so even though, in my opinion...
I think if it, you know, if it is real, she can easily adjust the conditions to like satisfy...
And it wouldn't matter, right?
Yeah, it wouldn't matter. Well, yeah, because what was... Yeah, like I see like the third monitor thing. Mm-hmm. Like this guy was saying like she had a secret third monitor that she was actually looking at. She was like peeking out of her blindfold or whatever. But when I was watching the run, like I've seen real blindfolded speedruns. And there's someone who does the same thing in Super Mario with a fake blindfolded speedrun.
Yeah, I saw that.
It's like you can... There's just like things that make no sense. Like the way that they control the camera. It's like, how do you know to do that?
Yeah, exactly.
And you also shouldn't even need to move the camera to like see the enemies.
Yeah.
If like you're like, you know, tracking where your character is.
And she didn't use lock-on either. Yeah, so there was no lock-on or anything. She was just straight up doing it all on her own.
But why... See, what I don't understand is like, this isn't the first time that someone's been accused of like doing like a fake blindfolded run or like a fake speed run in general.
Yeah.
Why do people do this? Because I know it's like they want like, you know, the achievement, the notoriety, but I feel like having these things, they don't even like give you that much like, you know, it's not like you like blow up as a streamer. You
when know? You're stupid, a lot of things make sense that don't. And so like, that's really what happens. Is that whenever you're a dumbass,
I just don't see the benefit for taking such a major risk to your reputation.
Well, that's because you thought about it.
Okay.
So that definitely, that's something people don't do. Because from their perspective, they're like, I'm going to do this. Everybody's going to see me. They're going to know it's me. Everybody who said that I was bad because I'm a girl is going to look stupid. And there's like a bunch of ego into it. They're thinking about what they're going to do after everybody knows that they're the best.
It's not just girls. Like the Mario guy was a guy. Just putting that out there for no particular reason.
But girls do cheat usually, guys. That's really what I was trying to say, obviously.
Of course.
Of course, right?
Of course.
And so, yeah. Basically, what I'm saying is like, that's the reason is that they just do it for the clout. And like, even the moderator was like, yeah, everybody around the world saw this video and they knew that she could do it. And he was like, bro, like, this guy was the biggest hype man I've ever seen.
That just makes me kind of sad if it is a lie. Like, I'm still like, you know,
I think it's
I really hope it keeps going. Like, you know, there's people that believe in you and maybe you're like, lying to them to make them proud of you. That just makes me sad.
No, I don't think that's it. I think that he knows what the truth of it is. I think that if she's lying, he knows it. And if she's not lying, he also knows it. I don't think that he is stupid enough to not know it. I'm so excited to see what's going to happen. Because I asked, because like the thing is that after the first video that debunked it, then she came back and she said, you're stupid, I'll do it again. And so she did it again. But now that this video debunked it, she didn't do that. So that's what's interesting to me.
Yeah. Well, if it was real, she can go back and do it again.
Exactly.
And like, maybe like, you know, it's annoying, but the way I see it is like she farms more.
You 100% farm more.
Yeah.
Whenever she does it next time, there will be more people watching that stream than any other time.
Oh my God. If I were someone who could do blindfolded speedruns and people kept accusing me of it being fake, I would just do them like a million times.
Yeah, exactly.
Because people would keep watching.
Yeah.
Yeah, like when I did League, I would get a lot of people that are like, oh, I don't believe you're actually this rank. I wasn't even like a crazy high rank. And I'd be like, okay, well, I'll just get another account there. And that was like all that I did.
And
I
had like four after you did that, were they like, oh, wow, now we acknowledge that you actually have some skill in the game?
No, but
of course not.
No, but it didn't matter.
Yeah.
So I was just farming them. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, I guess so. I mean, if you're getting people to watch that, that's a good idea.
Yeah, and then there were people who knew it was real and they were just chilling.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, I'm glad that you're, you know, doing it. So
I've tried to give up on trying to prove myself whenever I do something because somebody will always come up with like some kind of excuse. Like I used to like whenever I was playing.
It's so annoying.
Yeah,
I hate that shit.
Like I went downstairs to read on Google how to do something.
Yep.
It was crazy. Like who does this?
Oh yeah. Whenever you do a fight and you go to the bath and they say he's looking up guides.
Yeah, he's looking up how to do it.
It's like okay, or I'm just pissing. Who knows, man?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'm just a person.
Whenever I see that, I'm like. Whatever. I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, I find that stuff to be great. I'm really excited to see what she's going to do next. I'm so excited.
I'm invested.
Yeah, I'm ready. Like, because every single time, like now, like this is everybody's been tuning in to watch my stream to know like what's going to happen next. Like, is she going to say anything? Like, no, is she
going to
do anything?
I would love if she did another one and it like ended up being real and she'd be like, oh, sorry, guys. Now I'm going to, you know, face the other wall and stuff.
Well, that's the thing is like, I was really hoping, I told them that like, I was hoping that she prove them wrong.
Yeah.
And that it was actually real.
That would be a better story.
It would be a better story.
Yeah.
But you know what? And I told them even at that point, right? I said, if she faked it, I will be more impressed than if she didn't.
Really?
Yes. Yes. It's like, because this is a really good fake. I mean, for real. Like, it got me. And also, I mean, to be fair, like, I really don't spend a lot of time paying attention to this kind of stuff. So a lot of things, like, I didn't notice that I should have. But in general, yeah, I got fooled. I thought it was legit. I did. Yeah,
you very rarely get got.
I did there.
Yeah, you got got.
I got got. I'll be honest. It keeps you sharp. You know, it's getting got every once in a while is a good thing.
I feel like that's probably everything we need to talk about today, huh?
We talked about a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
I'll be honest. Like, yeah, we did. There's been a lot of things going on.
Yeah.
Fuck, yeah, I'm chilling. I'm good. Everything like that. So yeah, guys. You want to read some YouTube comments?
Yeah, I'm super down. We got a message from Unmentionable, which is, I still cannot believe I'm older than Tectone and Emeru. Especially Tectone. Man looks about the same or even a bit older than Asmongold.
Even a bit older than Asmongold. Oh,
there you
wow,
go, man.
That's really old.
Are you guys only like 3-4 years apart?
Yeah, we're like 4 years apart.
Are they saying that like it's like you're a different generation from each other?
Yeah. Must have been very soul sucking. Must have been very soul sucking to make this one and a half hour podcast episode, just sitting and talking, then working at a real job. Hey, amen, brother. I tried to dislike Techie back in the early Genshin days, but dang, that boy owns all his faults and won me over. I couldn't imagine the cast without him. Hey, thank you for posting this on your alt account. Anyways, that's probably the episode, huh? Check out the Patreon.
Yep, that's about it for me. Yeah.
Yeah, watch our Patreon.
That's right, boys. Yeah, thanks a lot for watching, and we'll see you in the next one.
You didn't say peace.
I was waiting for it.
Oh.
I was waiting for it too.
Peace.
There it is.